The terror plot disrupted in Great Britain has heightened security at U.S. airports. For the first time ever, the security alert on some passenger planes is elevated to its highest level. Air travelers around the country are being ordered to ditch their liquid containers, including water bottles, as they endure long lines and flight delays. We go now to NPR's Chris Arnold. He's at Logan International Airport in Boston. Chris, good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Describe what you're seeing there at the airport.
Well, it's been very jammed up here at Logan this morning. People were arriving, of course, not hearing that they couldn't have liquid shampoo, even toothpaste in their bags. And, of course, you know, some people had that in their carry-on. So the lines were stretching down out of security, around the corner, down the hall. At one point, the whole, you know, the Kidport place where little kids play at the airport was no longer a playground. It was just full of, you know, passengers, the line snaking back and forth across the room. But the airport's been managing that pretty well. The lines actually in the last half hour or so have gone down quite a bit. Now it seems like business almost as usual here at Logan.
And what are passengers telling you about the experience? I'm kind of wondering if anybody's nervous.
Well, you know, you get a mix of responses. I mean, some people certainly are nervous. I talked to one man about to board an international flight whose wife had called him that morning, and she was upset, and he looked, you know, frightened and concerned. I'd say more people I've talked to, even people going on vacation with a couple of kids and, you know, their whole family, are looking at it like, you know, look, security today has got to be tighter than it is on just about any other day. It's probably safer to fly today, and they're not that concerned about it.
Now, are there flight delays there at Logan, either coming in or departing?
There are delays. I heard there was a woman from JetBlue, you know, walking up and down the line saying, you know, all of our flights are delayed by half an hour. So, you know, certainly it has fouled some stuff up. But the last I heard from a Massport official here, that's the people who run the airport, there's only been five or six flight cancellations, which, you know, on any given day, there's probably a couple of canceled flights. So it leads you to believe that it's not as bad as it could be.
Earlier this morning, Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney said he would send the National Guard to beef up security at Logan. Are you seeing them?
Well, we haven't seen them yet, and there was some, you know, talk around the media room from some state officials passing through that you got the sense that the state police felt like they had things in hand. The state police already had, you know, bomb-sniffing dogs and, you know, people with, you know, what looked like very heavy guns, you know, walking around. Now that the order has gone out, though, the official word from the airport is that the help, there will be a help, that if the National Guard is here, that will free up the state police to do other kinds of security details that they couldn't otherwise do.
Chris, thanks much.
Thanks, Renee.
NPR's Chris Arnold at Logan International Airport in Boston. Stay with NPR for continuing coverage of the arrest in Britain of accused plotters intending to blow up airplanes.